knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Please company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Please company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Jack, I'm ready.
And I'm willing and able.
Come on, Jack, we're missing all the sun.
Oh, the beach. Oh, Terry, I'm sorry I can't go with you after all.
Why not?
Well, I have to go to the bank today.
On Saturday?
Yeah, I know, but they got this new automatic teller. And then I'm going downtown to pick up some dinner plates for my restaurant.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But hey, would you do me a favor and put on my suntan lotion for me?
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Jack. Oh, hey, what do you think of my new beach sandals?
I love them.
Jack!
Well, come on, Terry. Are you kidding me? In that bikini, nobody in his right mind is even going to notice your sandals.
Lotion.
Okay. Rubbing.
Spread it unevenly, okay?
Come on, Terry. You're talking to the master spreader here. In school, I used to do this for the girls' swim team, $20 a week.
$20?
Yeah, that's all I could afford. Okay, now, let's do the other side.
Okay, oh, no, Jack!
Give me some fun, Terry!
Can be tough, Jack. Oh, hi!
Hi, Terry. Oh, I love your sandals.
See?
I said nobody in his right mind, remember?
Remember what?
The Alamo! Own White Flash!
I think he's been baking too many banana cakes.
Mr. Cody, thank you for coming so quickly.
Oh, no problem. That's what landlords are for. Now, how can I help you?
Could you fix the couch?
No. If there's anything else you kids need, just give me a call.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Furley. That couch is on its last legs.
Well, so what? You're not going to dance with it.
The springs are about to go.
That's ridiculous. I fixed it myself just last week. See, it's fine. Well, I've got things to do.
Mr. Furley, if you do not fix this couch, we are going to have to tell your brother Bart.
My brother Bart? Now, you listen to me. He may own this building, but when it comes to calling the signals around here, I'm the boss.
Okay, we'll tell him that, too.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not scared of him. Do what you want. I'll tell you something else. Those sandals make you look dumpy.
Select a transaction, please. Please indicate the amount. Have a nice day.
Bet that's safer than in the bank.
Please enter your personal identification code. Select a transaction, please.
Cash withdrawal.
Please indicate the amount.
$100, Mama. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
I bet you say that to all the guys.
Have a nice day.
Huh?
Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Hey, kid.
Have a nice
hold,
day.
Hold, hold.
Have a nice day.
We've got some trouble here.
Have a nice
hang
day.
On.
Have
hang
a
on.
Nice day. Woo! Have a nice
wait a minute. Is somebody in there?
Are you kidding? Up against the wall, buddy.
Yeah!
You dropped some money. It's up against the wall.
Oh, right. Thank you. So hard to hold on to money these days. I mean, it's just... I was just standing here. Thank you, officer. Have a nice... Terry? Janet? I'm sorry, Janet. I didn't see a thing. I'll wait till you get dressed.
Get out.
Huh?
Get out.
Well, I was going. Ah, I'm sorry.
Cow.
Whoa, what have you got there? Why do you always go sneaking around like that, Larry?
Whoopee! What'd you do, rob a bank?
Shh! Just shh!
Did you rob a bank?
No. Listen, I stuck my card in the automatic teller, and the money just kept pouring out. It wouldn't stop.
Can I borrow your card?
I was... Larry, I'm in big trouble, man. You know, this money doesn't belong to me, and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, did anybody see you take the money?
No, just a policeman.
Policeman. Nah, that's no problem. Did you give him his share?
Will you get serious? This is big trouble, man. You know, I panicked when I saw the cop. I should have stayed there and explained it to him, but I don't know. I took the money and ran.
Okay, calm down. What you did is not a crime. Just pick up the phone, call the bank, and confess.
Confess?
Explain. I meant to say explain.
Larry, the bank is closed today. That's why I didn't return the money in the first place.
Well, maybe they have an answering machine.
Yes! Yeah. That's right. That's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Gosh. How much money are we talking about here?
We're talking about $1,000. Thank you very much. You're right, they do have an answering machine. Hello, I'm Jack Tripper. I have $1,000 of your money. Oh, no. I'm in really big trouble.
What's
now.
The matter?
I didn't wait for the beep.
Jack, would you calm down?
Here's the beep. It's on now. The beep.
You talk.
Hello, I'm Jack Tripper, and I have a lot of your money in my hand because your machine down there broke on the boulevard, Santa Monica, broke down, and I have a lot of it, but I'm going to return it. It's all here, you see. I'll take it back Monday morning, all right? Bright and early, you can count on it. Jack Tripper saying, have a night. Goodbye. I'm bye. Is that okay?
Very good.
Okay, let me see. Now, just relax. I just have to find a place to hide this till Monday, someplace safe.
Well, if you want me to take care of it, I could. Is that a yes or a no?
That's a goodbye, Larry.
Jack? Don't you trust me?
Yes, with everything except money and girls.
What else is there?
You're gone. It's the first place they look. This is second place. Bye, Lair. Late.
Okay.
Dad!
Oh, Jack?
This is Pearlie. I don't have any time to talk now. I gotta pick up some dinner plates. I'll see you later.
Yeah, but...
All right, Jack, all right. What's the big... Oh, hi, Mr. Pearlie. Where's Jack?
You just missed him. Boy, was he in a hurry. I couldn't even tell him my good news.
What good news?
Well, I just bought you kids a new couch.
A brand new couch?
That's right, a brand new secondhand couch.
Oh.
Well, it's nothing too good for my tenants.
Really? Well, in that case, you know what else we need?
Don't press your luck.
Okay, so when is this new sofa coming?
Oh, they're sending it over right now.
Great. Oh, great, Mr. Furley. I hope it's here when I get back from the market.
Hey, what about this old thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Furley.
I meant the couch.
Oh, that old thing. I don't care what you do with it. Take it out and burn it. Oh. Hey, not bad for secondhand. Jack?
Oh, Janet, wait till you hear what happened
what
to me today. It was unbelievable.
Well, not as unbelievable as
I
you not even noticing.
I found $1,000.
You what?
Well, I didn't exactly find it, but the money machine down at the bank just went crazy and started spitting it out at me.
What did you do with it?
Well, the bank was closed, so I brought it home and I hid it in a very safe place.
Where?
Well, that's for me to know, and you to find out.
Come on, Jack!
I gotta put these dinner plates away.
Let's get our couch!
You finally noticed. What do you think?
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Come on, it's not that bad.
Jen, I hid the money in our old couch.
Oh, Jack.
Janet, what happened to the old couch?
Well, Mr. Furley brought in the new one and he took the old one away.
Where did he take the old one?
I don't know, Jack. I don't know. I told him he could take it out and burn it.
You what?
How was I supposed to know you were going to hide money in a stupid place like that?
Janet, we've been living together for 7 years. You should know me by now.
Wait a minute, Jack, wait a minute. We're not thinking. Mr. Furley would never burn anything he could get 50 cents for.
Who would pay him 50 cents for that couch?
I don't know. Hey, Jack, look at this.
Come on, Janet, I'm trying to think. Where would you take an old couch?
Brody's Used Furniture Store.
Would you let me concentrate? Brody's Used Furniture Store, that's it! That's the answer. He took the couch to Brody's Used Furniture Store.
Jack, you're a genius.
I keep telling you, all you have to do is use your head.
Hello? Yeah, I'm interested in a couch.
Yes, a used couch. Very used, actually. It's a specific one. Huh? Yeah, I can describe it. It's about this high, you know, couch height. Sort of brown.
Sort of brown?
Very brown.
Jack, give me the phone.
With little...
Hello, Mr. Brody? Hi. Yeah, the couch that we're looking for is beige.
Brown.
Okay, it's beigeish brown. Yeah, and it's got three cushions
Tell
on it.
Tell about the flowers.
What flowers?
The little purple flowers.
Those were wine stains, you idiot. No, not you, Mr. Brody.
It's like
Brody?
A...
He hung up, Jack.
Why would he hang up?
Let's get down there. Okay. Jack, come on.
Got to get...
Jack, wait a minute. Oh.
Are you ready? Let's go.
Yes, lady, this is a genuine antique. You don't make plastic like that anymore.
Jack, yeah. Remember, don't say anything that'll make him suspect what we're after, okay?
Right.
Can I help you?
Yes. My husband here and I are newlyweds.
Oh.
We don't know where to start.
There's a bookstore across the street. They have all the latest.
No. Pumpkin. No. What the little woman is referring to, we're looking for some furnishings for our new home.
Oh, the beds are in there.
Excuse me. There it is.
Be cool. Just play it cool.
I'm playing it cool.
Oops.
Oops. That could have been $100 oops.
Oh. Okay, Jack. Just hurry up and get the money.
Right, okay.
Hi, Bow Wow. Janet, I think you better try to get the money.
Why?
I need these fingers for cooking. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'll use my old charm here. Hang on.
Okay.
Hey, doggy, what's happening?
Come here, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Walk east! Good. Yeah, that's a nice little Doberman pincher teeth you got there, pal. You mind if I sit down here? Is that okay? Okie doke. Thank you. Now I'm just going to slip this hand.
Be nice, Killer.
Killer? The dog's name is Killer?
Now, just be firm. Show him who's boss.
I think he knows who's boss.
You're interested in buying this couch?
Actually, we're just sort of browsing.
Right, browsing.
But if we were interested, how much would you be asking?
Make me an offer.
Well, I don't know. I suppose we could go as high as $10.
Killer says you're not even close.
What's he got to do with it?
He loves that couch.
Wait a minute. You expect me to believe that a dumb animal...
You hurt his feelings. That's going to cost you.
All right, $20.
You heard him.
Listen, you.
Jack, I don't... Jack, you're making a fool of yourself bargaining with a dog. Now, listen, you. $30 is all this couch is worth. That's our final offer. Take it or leave it.
Well, Killer says it's all yours.
Okay, fine. Here you go. $30. Okay, Jack, get the money.
Money? What money?
We hid some money in this couch.
You hid money in my couch?
Before it was your couch.
The money's not here, Jack.
What?
It's gone. Did you take it?
No, I didn't. The little guy sold it to me as is. That's the way it is, as is.
Let's get out of here, Janet.
Okay. Wait a second, Jack. We're not going to take the couch. Can we have our $30 back? Mr. Furley?
That's right. He's the only one who could have taken it.
Mr. Furley, that is impossible.
Janet, when people are desperate, they just don't think.
Like you right now?
Huh?
Jack, you know that Mr. Furley would never steal anything.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
Well, then why'd you even think it?
Well, he was my last hope.
Hey, you guys. Hi, Terry.
Terry.
Wow. Oh, wow, a new couch.
Yeah, thanks to Mr. Furley.
Well, Mr. Furley may have bought it, but do you know who's responsible for getting it?
That's right. Me.
You?
Yeah.
If it weren't for me, you two would still be sitting on that junky old couch. Something the matter?
Jack? She doesn't know what happened.
What happened? You ought to take something for that.
Oh, hello.
Hello. We're from the Federated Bank of Santa Monica. May we come in?
Oh, certainly.
Thank you.
Nice of you to drop in.
Thank you. Well, we're here for the money.
What money?
Doesn't Jack Tripper live here?
Yes.
No.
Relax. Don't be afraid. I can handle this. Excuse me. Now then. What seems to be the problem?
Are you Jack Tripper?
No, he moved.
What is going on here, Jack?
Jack?
You did it to me again, Terry.
Listen, the bank told us you had a lot of their money.
Not a lot. Only 1,000.
Only?
Well, actually, right now, it's a little less than 1,000.
Oh. How much less?
1,000.
You're only joking, aren't you? Where's the money?
What money?
Not now, Terry.
You gotta tell us the truth.
Okay, well...
Yeah, Jack, tell
Terry. Actually,
Jack.
Janet, my mother once told me honesty is the best policy. I don't have the money.
Then you're going to jail.
Why do I listen to my mother?
Either you come up with the money or you're going to jail.
Wait a minute. minute. Jack hid the money in the couch so he could give it back to the bank on Monday. But then when Mr. Furley came in and switched the couches...
Who is this Mr. Furley?
He's our landlord.
Yeah, but he's very honest.
Honest as the day is long.
He would never take any money.
Hi, kids. How do you like my new duds? They cost a fortune.
Mr. Furley, how could you?
Too conservative? Excuse me. You're Mr. Furley?
That's right.
How are you? Nice to see you. By the way, he said he left $1,000 in an old couch. Do you know what happened to it?
Yeah, I took it. He admits it?
Keep an eye on him. I'm calling the police.
The police? Don't say another word, Mr. Furley. Come on.
Look, I just...
Mr. Furley, please, you'll only get yourself in deeper.
Yeah, there's a simple explanation, officer, for all of this.
Yeah, there certainly is.
There certainly is. He's been under a terrible strain.
The man has so much responsibility, he cracked.
Cracked? Who's cracked?
Now, does this look like a well person?
Does that sound like a well person?
All right, that's it. Come on, let's go.
No,
he's going.
No, wait. You're not taking him anywhere. He is not to blame. If there's anyone responsible for this whole mess, it's me.
Now, let's take him in, too.
Wait a minute. Jack was going to give you your money back, but then it disappeared. He doesn't know what happened.
But I do.
Mr. Furley, shush.
Oh, shush yourself. If you want to know where the money is, why don't you just shut up and listen?
Okay, that's more like it. Now the money is right where I put it. Right under it's gone! Oh my God, it's gone!
Mr. Furley, relax! Just take it! Oh my God, he's hyperventilating! Give me that! Take some air!
Oh! I think we better take them all in. Come on.
I can't understand it. I put the money right there after Larry and I took out the other couch.
Larry!
You called?
Larry,
listen to me. Tell me you took the money.
I took the money.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it isn't safe to leave it under a pillow. You never know who's going
to
take it.
Okay, give the money to the man, please.
Sure. Can we talk reward at all here?
Would you give him the money?
Don't I even get a thank you?
You? I was the one to find the money in the first place. What do I get?
Oh, Mr. Furley, I could kiss you.
Oh. Me too.
I'd kiss anyone who could tell me what's going on.
You know, Terry said... Will you give me some time, Janet? Wait.
Isn't it comfy?
Terry, Janet, sit right there, will you, for me?
Okay, all right, sure.
Just cross your leg.
Cross what?
That's cool. Terry, right here for a second.
Jack, all right.
Now I'm comfortable! Wait.
Ow. You three girls having a tiff?
Well, hello, Mr. Furley. I didn't hear you knock.
I didn't. Actually, I came up to tell you that something's been bothering me. I found more than $1,000 in the couch.
How much more?
$1.17 and change.
$1.17? And you kept it?
Of course he kept it. Where do you think he got the money for that jacket?
Just for that, I'm not going to give it back.
Oh, you called me. Goodbye.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.